Hi, since natural desiccated thyroid, like Naturethroid or Armour or generic desiccated thyroid or any brands of other countries, is giving you back exactly what your own thyroid gives you, it's the ideal way to treat a poorly functioning thyroid. It definitely changed my life. So why do some patients report having problems with it? For one, if you are still having hypothyroid symptoms while on it, you may not be raising it high enough. My first doctor kept me in a low starting dose for far too long. And if your doctor is holding you hostage to the TSH lab range, you'll continue to be hypothyroid. But for most, there are two main reasons for having problems. The most common is having adrenal issues, which, if untreated, interfere with raising natural desiccated thyroid. I, Janie Bothorp, have made the observation, as a thyroid patient activist, that more than 50% of thyroid patients have an adrenal issue. Why? Because of years of being undiagnosed thanks to the lousy TSH lab test and its dubious normal range, or years of being treated with the lousy synthetic T4-only medications. Both situations force your adrenals to kick in harder to keep you going with extra adrenaline and high levels of cortisol. And over time, your adrenals will become fatigued and you won't produce enough cortisol. If you have an adrenal issue and you get on desiccated thyroid and start raising it, you'll have symptoms of hyperthyroid, such as excess anxiety or a pounding heart rate or other symptoms of an excess. Or you might just not feel good on levels that should be making you feel great. A second problem patients can have after starting desiccated thyroid is low levels of ferritin, a protein which attaches to iron and stores it for future use. And in thyroid patients, ferritin, or storage iron, falls far too low, and you are always on the precipice of being anemic. And low red blood cells from being anemic keeps thyroid hormones in your blood too long, and hyper-like symptoms are the result. I personally had to correct my low ferritin and iron levels twice. So if you have problems with any desiccated thyroid product, and you can rule out a pig allergy, it's time to check your cortisol and ferritin, as well as other issues which are mentioned on the website and outlined in the Stop the Thyroid Madness book in more detail, including low B12, digestive issues, and more, because patients around the world have certainly found natural desiccated thyroid to be a far better choice in their treatment.